Hello, and welcome to another edition of Graphic Audio's Behind the Microphone. I'm Jason Pantaloons, and today, Jack Lauren of the Deathland series joining us.
All right.
First question. How did you end up joining the Companions, Jack?
Well, I was sick of living down in the bayou. They was leaving, going on adventure. Thought it seemed like a good idea at the time.
At the time?
At the time.
Hmm.
Well, lot of shit since then. Lot of shit.
Yes, of course. Care to elaborate?
Enough said.
Okay. Now, let me remind you that no one else will be hearing this.
Sure.
Just between you and me, who is your favorite companion?
Uh-huh. Favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like looking at the ladies.
I see.
Well, shit. Guess Ryan, maybe. I don't know. Doc's kind of funny. Actually, I know. Dean and I had a good time.
Dean?
Yeah. I like being the boss of Dean.
The boss?
Yeah. He's the only one younger than me. Listen to me. He kind of look up to me. Kind of like the blood I never had.
Interesting. Any fond memories of you two that you wish to share?
Who? Dean?
Yes, Dean.
Well?
Yeah.
Well, we used to have farting contests.
Farting contests?
Yeah, all the time. It's funny. He fought real good. But yeah, Dean?
Yes.
Yeah, he got a can of beans once.
Uh-huh.
Shoo-wee! Yeah, he not shy, I tell you that.
Yes, I see. Okay. Now, I'm going to remind you again that this is strictly between you and me. Who is your least favorite companion?
Doc talk too much. Like Doc. Respect Doc. Doc talk too much.
So, I see. So just Doc then?
Sometime Mildred piss off.
Mildred?
Yeah, she's smart too. Smart ones talk funny. Don't always understand sometime.
But, okay.
But I'm not tripping.
Another question. Let me see if I can find a way to phrase this.
Yeah.
Speaking of your the way you talk, your accent. Is that a natural thing? Do you do that on purpose?
Say what?
Your accent, the way you tend to leave out.
Do what?
You see, you talk in abbreviate.
Say what?
Never mind. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Tipples, dude. Give me pants.
Give me pants?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'm smart. Sometimes I'm not smart.
Huh? Sorry, I don't quite understand.
Sometimes I don't want to be understood.
I see.
People want people know what I say.
They do?
People I want to know.
Interesting.
They know what I say.
Next thing, Jack. The knives. You tend to have a lot of knives in these books.
Yeah.
How many knives do you have on you right now?
Oh, 30 or 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
I imagine carrying so many knives can be quite dangerous. Have you had any accidents?
Yeah. Sure.
Any?
Yeah. sitting down is hard sometimes.
Ouch.
Yeah, gotta be careful. But I'm used to it. Cut myself up a little bit here and there. Times.
I understand.
Bleed all over the place. Couldn't get more blood on my clothes.
Now, I understand that your coat is also full of razors and sharp knives.
Yeah.
Now, when people grab you, they tend to get very badly hurt. And your coat, basically, it stabs people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Nah. doesn't seem realistic to me. Nah. But it does. It works.
Well, you don't always have to understand.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know.
Now, the whole catchphrase thing where you all tend to say different things. What do you say? Most often, you hear you say triple stoop.
Well, everybody say triple stoop.
Other people say it, everybody. Yes. But,
Sheek!
Okay.
I just go, uh-huh, and hew!
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you don't have your own catchphrase?
Oh, I say étoile sometimes. Depends on the writer.
Étoile? Étoile.
Étoile. Étoile, I say. Uh-huh. Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just go,
Jack, would you care to, I see you've got a box there. Would you care to rap for us?
Rap? Sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Triple stoop, triple stoop. Triple stoop, triple stoop. Triple stoop, bastard. Shit. Triple stoop, triple stoop. Triple stoop, triple stoop. Triple stoop, bastard. Shit.
That's it?
Yeah. What's the matter? What's the matter, homie? That'd be sad. Shee!
Well, that was lovely. Very nice. Very well done. Thank you.
Give me pants.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, shit! Oh, cut myself.
Good lord, are you okay, though?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, last question. I understand that Graphic Audio originally wanted to have you as the narrator, but it didn't quite work out. What happened with that?
Well, contract negotiations fell apart. No. Besides, they need to make, 7, 8 CDs on the book? I narrate? Half a cassette.
Oh, I see, because you cut all the uhs and ands and thes out.
Uh-huh.
I see.
I cut out the bullshit.
I could understand that being a problem.
Sometimes, store only 3-4 pages that way.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that is quite different.
Matrans, get there, puke.
Mm-hmm.
Go to redoubt. See muties, kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the redoubt. Walk around, find bad guys, kill them.
Yes.
Girls get captured.
Oh.
Some type of ass rape in there somewhere.
Ooh.
Kill them, kill the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
Get on the next matrans. The end.
Well, that's all the time we have, so thank you, Jack Lorne, for joining us. And this has been another edition of Graphic Audio's Behind the Microphone. Good night.